This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Vermont company Seventh Generation sells all sorts of home products. Laundry detergent, dishwashing soap, baby wipes, but they're made without synthetic fragrances or dyes. Back when the company started in 1988, the idea of a mission-driven company was a little radical. But nowadays, big corporations want in on that game. Case in point, Unilever acquired Seventh Generation, reportedly for $600 to $700 million in cash. Kathleen Masterson of Vermont Public Radio went to find out just what a merger of company cultures might look like.
Seventh Generation brand manager John Moorhead remembers the day everyone learned about the merger. He knew something was up when he saw an invitation to an all-staff meeting pop up on his calendar on short notice.
So I think going into the room, we were all probably a little nervous because there were more people with suits than we were used to seeing here.
Moorhead says it was very quiet in the room when the suits made the announcement. But both the Unilever reps and Seventh Generation leadership assured employees that the company would retain its core culture and mission. In many ways, the companies couldn't be more different. The Seventh Generation office has a tight-knit family feel.
What's spinning in the speaker?
Laundry detergent.
The lab techs keep a photo of an orangutan posted on the wall as a reminder of why they use sustainably harvested palm oil. Unilever is a British-Dutch multinational corporation that owns more than 400 brands. The list includes Dove soaps, Axe body spray, Hellmann's, and Lipton tea. Unilever didn't respond to requests for an interview, but 7th Generation CEO John Replogle says he's excited.
7th Generation is really accessing and leveraging the global platforms of Unilever so we can scale, so we can have more impact, so we can reach more consumers. We're moving from serving millions to hopefully one day serving billions of consumers around the world.
Replogle actually worked for Unilever for 2.5 years, managing the skincare products division. Now, back at the homegrown Vermont business, he'll help oversee the purchase of this 170-person company by a 170,000-person company. Yet Replogle says the negotiated contract was clear.
We're going to remain a Vermont company. We're going to remain a semi-independent entity of Unilever. And importantly, we're establishing a social mission board.
Replogle points to Ben & Jerry's. Its growing pains helped form a sort of template for this kind of acquisition. Back in 2000, the giant Unilever purchased the oddball, mission-driven Vermont ice cream company. And that acquisition was not easy for either party.
It is no secret that there were a few years after the acquisition that were rough years.
That's Chris Miller, the social activism manager at Ben & Jerry's, who worked for the company through the rocky transition.
I think any time you take two different companies, particularly in this case with profoundly different cultures, and try to pull them together, history has shown that those kinds of mergers don't always go particularly smooth.
He says that the relationship between Ben & Jerry's and Unilever evolved into a thriving partnership. Ben & Jerry's has retained a good deal of autonomy, not just its dog-friendly offices with an indoor slide, but also the freedom to endorse social activism movements like Black Lives Matter. But some people back at Seventh Generation still have questions, like the company's mission and advocacy manager, Ashley Orgain. She says she's confident that her social mission work will continue. Still, she says there is some romance lost.
I don't know yet how it's going to feel, but I know I'm not working for a small Vermont-based business. I'm now working for a large multinational corporation, and that's going to come with some compromises, no doubt.
For Unilever, on the other hand, the acquisition will expand the European company's foothold in green home care products and give it a competitive edge in the United States market, where its main rival is Procter & Gamble. In Burlington, Vermont, I'm Kathleen Masterson for Marketplace.